Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, and happy new year. Welcome to episode 64, Reflect and Project. These are going to be our gems of 2023. As always, I'm PJ.
And I'm Gareth.
I am so happy to see you. Happy New Year, Gareth.
Happy New Year. It's been a small break across Christmas.
Yep.
But we're back, and I'm looking forward to, I guess, another year's worth of talking about board games.
I mean, that's what we do best, right?
We are going to meet up this year, which is
yes.
We haven't told anybody about, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
About two and a half months away.
Yes, yes, it is less than 3 months away that you and I will be face to face in the same room. Oh my gosh,
Cajun Con.
I love it. Cajun Con in Southampton. That's right, you heard it here. I will be in England the first 2 weeks of April.
If you need an invite, DM me, right. Instagram.
Yep. Gareth is point man on what we are calling Cajun Con. I believe that's the weekend of April the 6th, I believe.
Gonna check now.
Saturday, April 6th, I think is the target date for...
It is the 6th.
There you go, guys. So y'all reach out.
Southampton area. More details will drop on the socials this week.
And this is open to everyone on the Isle of the UK.
Well, anybody wants to fly
and
in.
And in the continent. But, you know, if you want to fly from the US,
well, fly in. Just come in.
It'll be great. I'm trying to get some of our friends from Eastern Europe to join us, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Southampton's easy to get to. Heathrow, Bristol, Gatwick. Southampton's got an airport. We've got ferries from the Isle of Wight.
You got trains. Yeah.
Trains.
You got it all.
Cars.
So, the structure of this episode, like I said, is our gems of 2023. So Gareth and I are going to talk about, we're both each going to talk about our favorite game from 2023, our favorite episode of our podcast from 2023, and our favorite moment from 2023, which is that's a wide open. But so it's game, episode, and moment. Those are our gems of 2023. But before we begin,
oh no,
Gareth,
oh no, what's happened?
I was listening to episode 24 of our podcast.
That feels like it's a year ago. Did yes. I make some...
It was so...
What sweeping statements did we make about 2023 that going to pick on me?
It was January 10th, 2023.
Ah, and we were looking.
We were looking forward. And so at first, you said you're not going to make any predictions because you don't know what 2023 has in store. However, though, you had three games that you were looking forward to. Yeah. So the first one was Oros. Did you enjoy that? Did you get it? Yes.
I got it, okay. And we played it a lot two-player.
Okay. Your second one was Beast, which I know you got.
Yeah, that's arrived. And we had the privilege of the expansion arrive, content early.
And then your third game was Bantam West.
Which also arrived, which we haven't got to the table. Because I need like four solid players.
So what I'm hearing is Cajun Con is a great opportunity for Bantam West to hit the table.
I think the challenge of Cajun Con is going to be when you visit, what games are we going to play? Because time is fixed.
Right.
And I mean, Obsession needs to be on that list.
It does. It does need to be on the list.
And whatever else we've talked about. I mean, Twilight Imperium, that's 12 hours gone already.
We are not playing Twilight Imperium, okay?
And then Bantam West is another three.
So but before that, it's interesting that you brought up Twilight Imperium because it leads me to my last point and my final question I wanted to ask you. In episode 24, you talked about Twilight Imperium and you said that you were going to play Twilight Imperium four times in 2023. Did you do that?
No. Hang my head in shame. I'm
just
going to check.
I think we played it three.
No, definitely not that. I think we played it once.
No. I know you played it twice in 2023, right?
Did we?
It was, I think so. I believe so.
I'm looking for my stats.
I'm pretty sure you played it.
You've put me under pressure.
You know, that's why you and I are such good friends, because I pressure you constantly.
Just pad while we open up the Board Game Geek stats. I mean, Board Game Stats app. If you don't own that stats app.
It's interesting. We're talking about getting the app.
Yes, we played it twice.
Okay. So the three games that you were looking forward to receiving this year in 2020 or last year in 2023, you got them all. You played two of them. Your commitment to play Twilight Imperium four times, you only made it two. So
I got to say, a miracle. It's a miracle that two happened.
Yeah.
But I will talk about one of those games in a moment.
You will. So you also talked about how you also projected 2023 was going to be the year of expansions. You talked a lot of, in fact, you listed a ton of expansions.
Did I?
You did. I tried to write them all down. there was an expansion to Hidden Legends.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's arrived.
The third expansion to Canvas.
That's arrived. That's been played a lot. These are good. These are good. Yep.
And then the expansion to Wonderland War.
Hasn't arrived.
Okay, so check this out.
Shipping at the moment, though.
As you recall, you backed Wonderland's War. Yep. It was the first game you ever painted. I think in 2022, we did an episode about that. So when the announcement for the expansion came out, my wife and I backed Wonderland's War and the expansion. We have them. They arrived the day before Christmas Eve. We have not opened the box yet. It's sitting on the table. It's like, oh, there's so many things to get to, and we got to paint them first. So, you know, you...
you do need to paint them.
You got to paint them first.
Just rewinding, we need to play Nemesis when you're here as well.
Ooh.
And maybe you should bring the Christmas hats, because...
I could put that in a pocket. That's exactly. So easy.
Easy to bring.
That is easy. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
Anyway, that was a good segment. I have no idea what I said.
I talked about two games I was looking forward to in 2023 was Distilled from Paverson Games, which I did receive and played
a lot. Mega fan.
And then Frosthaven, which did arrive.
Now, how far did you get through?
So far, we are... So last weekend we played. We're now at 32% complete.
Okay.
And we unlocked a new character. So
based on that pace, we'll start another year and a half.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Maybe two.
Probably.
So we can reflect on the reflection of your progress this time next year when you look back and say that. So 32% January 24. Let's see what percent you are January 25. Yeah. 25.
So also a quick recap of just some stats. We have 234 games in our collection. We played 95.5% of our entire collection last year. Right?
Yep.
So what I realized after keeping track over the past 3 years, if 95% of my collection is played, I'm happy. I call that a success.
I'm on 21, so I feel successful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're just successful every day, so, you know.
I definitely it was our worst game playing year for quite a few years.
Yeah. Mostly
the back end of the year, October, November, you had terrible.
You had a busy year, to be
usually
fair,
those months are our spike because it gets darker. But yeah. I commend you for your 95% or whatever it was a minute ago.
Thanks. We did better the year before, so we ticked down slightly. I think we did 96 point something in 22. We did 95 in 23. So we'll see. Hopefully we can keep it up in the new year. So
sure you will.
That's a recap of our opening of 2023. And now we're going to get to our gems, right?
I love these gems. This is brilliant.
Right? Yeah. This was great. I mean, so inspirational. We figured this out like 5 minutes before we recorded, to be fair.
Genius. We peaked the entire year. So who's going doing the first game?
You're going to go first. You're going to go first. Your favorite game that you played in 2023.
It's a tough one. weirdly, the games that I said I'm looking forward to aren't in this list. notable highlights. We have thoroughly enjoyed the back end of the year playing Ticket to Ride. I haven't chosen that one.
We finished it today.
Oh, don't tell me, because we haven't finished it yet. But if anyone's thinking about or on the fence or on the track about that one, go and grab it.
It's worthy.
We've played quite a lot of small games this year. So like Town 66, Project L sneaks in. But the one game that we played the most out of our more heavyweight was Darwin's Journey.
Ooh.
I love that game. I have taught it to many people. I think you've now received your copy. Well, you got it for Christmas. Yep.
And we played it once so far.
Okay. So it's a mixture of worker placement, action selection, trying to build out your crew. It's just a mixture of different mechanics. Two sides of the board. You start with the simple version. But if I'm honest, I think the full game is on the other side with the Firelands expansion map. It's just delicious. And
so good.
Just so many things to consider. You've got the classic worker placement of, I needed to go there, but somebody else has got there before you. Trying to explore the islands, discover the different species, get them to the museum. Absolutely fantastic. And has been my game of the year in terms of what I have enjoyed.
So I'm gonna catch you on this at the end of, so in January of 25, I'm gonna be like, so Darwin's Journey, huh?
Yeah. Still be there. We haven't talked about playing it this Friday just gone, but the City of Silver has sneaked in to Kutnahora, if that's pronounced right.
Yeah.
Now I'll make him another prediction. I'm hoping that's one of my games of the year for 25. Let's write that down.
Yep, I'm ready.
I don't know, but we play three times in a week. And that is pretty rare for a medium-sized game.
Wow.
So,
okay, do me a favor real quick. I want you on air right now to pitch to my wife why we need to get Kutnahora.
It is the smoothest. The mechanics are beautifully meshed together. The production is wonderful. It's got these two decks of cards with little sliders, which some people have found challenging. So guess what? Czech Games Republic brought out an app that is just as good. I prefer the maths and adding it up.
Sure.
The boards and the components have this opulent, lush, gold and silver color palette. And it plays really well at 2-3, and we've now played it at 4. So we played it all 2-3-4 player counts.
Yes.
And that's good. I love it. And every time I've played it, I've learned a little bit more. So if you haven't seen that game, it came out at Essen. That's one of my favorite games for this year.
Yep.
Let's see what I say in January 25.
So we were in Cincinnati, Ohio. We went to the Capstone Games store.
Yep.
They had a copy along with the metal coins.
I got the coins.
So we thought about getting it, but we were like, you know, let's try and get more Capstone Games, Capstone Games store. So we did that. But then we were at our local game store here in Springfield. And my wife had it. She goes, do you want it? And I'm like, are you, she doesn't know. She hasn't really heard. She hears me talk about it. So it's like, you know, now when she listens to this episode, Kutnahora.
If you don't collect it, obviously when you visit, we can add that to the games list.
Yep.
We better start compiling a games selection.
Yep. Yeah.
Separately.
Okay. So I should probably get to my game.
What was your game of the year?
So we just talked about it. It's consistent from January, episode 24. It was Distilled. As you said, I'm a big fan.
I've still yet to play this game.
It is so good. Craig needs to teach me.
Yeah, every time we see it, we play it. Then we go, no, let's not play it because it just annoys PJ.
Yeah, it does. It does annoy me.
So tell us about Distilled.
Distilled is great. It is a resource management market. There's a market phase, and then there's a distilling phase. The distilling phase is what makes this game shine above all other games. So you get to the market, and there are some ingredients that are free. Some you have to pay for. Some are upgrades to your distillery, whatnot. But when you get to the distill phase, you take all the ingredients out of your pantry, and you add in alcohol cards, and then you shuffle them. And this represents the actual process of distilling the alcohol. So you're shuffling. You then take the bottom card and the top card, because you cannot, part of the distilling process, you can't use, because it's the dregs at the bottom of the container. And then the top you skim off. So you don't use the top and the bottom of the actual physical liquid when you're distilling. Got so it. You remove, yeah, this is
clever,
amazing.
Really clever.
It's really clever. And then you take the rest, and based on those ingredients, it determines whether or not you have made rum or whiskey or vodka or whatever it is you're trying to distill. Some of them require aging. They require bottles or barrels, wood barrels, steel barrels. So you have to distill them. And the longer they distill, they get more flavor cards, which equate to more victory points when you finally go to sell them later in the game. I mean, I'm not a big whiskey fan. I enjoy a whiskey. I'm not much of a consumer of alcohol in general, but this game is so beautiful. It is so magnificent. And then Paverson's going to do another game next year that I'm really looking forward to. So, you know, that's distilled. You need to play this game as soon as possible.
Could you make it into some very terrible drinking game that every time if you had a rack of bottles like vodkas, and every time somebody makes a drink, you have to do a shot?
You could do that. In fact, there's a little set collection. You can collect bottles. So after you sell them, your unique bottles you keep off to the side, and the more you have, the more victory points at the end of the game. Because that's one of the things you can purchase in the market, is better barrels, better bottles, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. No, sorry.
You could basically, if we somehow get Craig and Becky, you can teach me that occasion call, and I'll bring the alcohol.
There you go.
As long as no one's driving home.
I feel like the one thing, when you're playing distilled, you should be drinking whiskey. And if I can, I will. I'm usually the driver, so I'm not drinking.
Well, you haven't got a car in the UK, so there's no excuse.
I don't. So
I just don't drink whiskey, but that's a whole story from my teenage years.
It's not even getting to that story. So that's distilled is my game. So those are our games, right? So that's Darwin's Journey and Distilled 2023. Those are our games. Now we're going to move on to our favorite episode of our podcast.
Episode. Am I going first?
You're going to go first.
So we got through quite a few episodes in 2023.
We did.
There were some notable guests. Obviously, we can't forget Craig, Get Into Games. Don't forget, he's just gone live with his first podcast.
Get Into Games on air.
Episode 1 went live yesterday or over the weekend, whatever day it is. Check that out. We also had Adam from Tabletop Vibes. He had some fun with those guys talking about Halloween and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We had Carl with Kelp. Is that right? Yes, Carl
That's
with
right.
Kelp.
That's
right.
Carl with Kelp. Kate.
And then, but my favorite episode was having Dan Halligan from Obsession on the show talking about the Kickstarter that went live however many moons ago that was now. Feels like forever.
I know, but it was only 3 months.
It was only 3 months, which was the characters expansion. If you haven't listened, it is one of the most popular episodes we've done. Huge response to it. It was episode 57, and Obsession with Obsession, the board game, an interview with Dan Halligan. At that point, there was a couple of not secrets, but early reveals he gave us, which was an absolute privilege to hear about. He's just an awesome guy. Just shared the passion of Obsession with us.
Absolutely.
And if anyone who's been listening to the show for the last 50, 60 episodes knows that we've talked about this game no end. So having Dan on the show was an absolute highlight of the year. And one day, maybe I'll get to play Obsession with Dan. But for now, it's just a dream.
So you can play with him on BGA.
Online, yeah. I don't know.
It's not the same thing. It's
not the same.
No. And we need to catch him before he moves to Utah, which is, you know, that's a long way to the west from where we are. So because he's getting ready to move.
He's moving, it's right, isn't he?
He's moving to Utah pretty soon. So
okay.
He was kind enough to let us know that. So yeah.
So that was my favorite episode. How about you, PJ? It was a good episode.
That was a good episode. It's in my top two, to be fair. And like you said, we did have some great guests. Let's not forget that we had Dennis, Ordinary Board Gamer, on.
Good point. Early in the year.
We also had our dear friend, my adopted little sister, Goja, Wingspan Girl from Poland. She was on. It's her first, her world premiere, as it were. My favorite episode had to be, was the episode with Matt and Zara from Mazaza Games when they talked about their game on Kickstarter, Kavango.
It was my number two, and I wasn't sure which of us was had Obsession.
Yeah.
So we came out good.
Yep.
Because that was a cracking episode.
The beauty of that was the conversation was just, it was so incredible because, yes, we talked about their board game that they were working on and everything that went through it, but we had this amazing conversation just about, you know, climate change and conservation and all the elements that are in this board game, but we all as members of the human race deal with. And that I could listen to Matt and Zara for hours. And it I just love that.
I mean,
episode.
I think we finished recording and then carried on talking to them for another 45 minutes. Episode 52. A conservation conversation.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's one of the best titles we've done this year.
I think it really is.
Kavango board game. Completely agree. PJ's a cracking episode.
So good.
I've had the privilege to play that game. We have a copy here. So not only was the conversation great, but the game is also a
Have to add that to Cajun Con because I have not played
Another one on the list.
So everyone who's listening to this episode, I hope y'all are keeping a list of all the games that have to be played at Cajun Con.
You know we're going to get through like two of these and
there'll be five
new games that we've not talked about that have appeared.
Because I'm gonna run my mouth.
City of Silver will be just a flash in the pan for January.
Okay, so last but certainly not least is the M and Gems, and that is your favorite moment. 2023. And this is open. It doesn't, you know, I think we're both game related, but definitely.
Yeah, mine's game related. Now, I thought about, the UK Games Expo. We've been to some really nice smaller cons this year. I think we had the one back in January that Jenny arranged, and there was Nick's birthday shenanigans, ScootCon. Mm-hmm. But the most recent fun gaming experience is whenever I get a chance to play Twilight Imperium. So we played twice this year with the same, nearly the same group. We had one man down in December, but we got together with a Southampton gang 2 weeks ago, the week between Christmas and New Year. We rolled up at 1 o'clock, set the game up in half an hour, and then we wrapped up about, I think it's about 10:30. And I can tell you now, it felt like I sat there for an hour.
Really?
Everyone looks at me and says to me, oh, it must be the worst thing ever. But just the group of people, but just the game flows. It's so quick, but it's not quick because it's like 10 hours. But because every action you take, nearly everyone else could do something, you're never really sat there doing nothing. You're always talking. You're negotiating, you're scheming. We end up having the board divided into two. There was the rainbow team, which was me, Diz, and Gareth on two-thirds of the board. And there was Chris and George, the team orange, that turned into some basic two factions. And it didn't matter what. There were allies, and we were very kind to each other. There was no PDS disruptions this year. Remember PDS? And
yes!
There's none of that. Oh, yeah. We were friends. We sat in peace, and we took out the other side. and I'm going to check the scores on the doors. So Diz won with 10, first to 10. So they 10 points are going to win.
All right.
George and Gareth with a respectable 8. Me, the other Gareth, 7 with Chris 7.
Mm.
That was it. But it's just wow. Those moments that it just flies. It's a treat to play because you don't get a chance to play those games very often.
Right.
I don't know why I ever thought I'd get 4 games in. I mean, I'd love to. That's 1 a quarter. It requires a lot of people to clear diaries out.
Yeah.
And other partners and friends and family and babysitters to be
patient.
Correct
me if I'm wrong. That is a minimum 3-player game, right?
Yeah. I haven't traded it. We've only played it 6 and 5. We thought about getting the expansion that moves it to 8, but that then sounds like it's got to be a whole day. But yeah, just one of those epic games that I love to play, and Twilight Imperium.
I love it.
I'll bring it to Cajun Con, and we can just pretend that we played it.
Yeah, we could pretend. Bring Twilight Inscription.
Oh,
we can play that.
We can play that.
We can
that.
Add
okay,
that.
Yeah.
We can add that, that to the list. Again, if you're listening and you're going to come to Cajun Con, Twilight Inscription, add it to the list.
I do need numbers. I need to work out how big. How big? Yep. I've got 3 things written down. I've written Twilight okay. Imperium, Twilight Imperium, and Twilight Imperium. Oh, Nemesis. Nemesis, all in.
All in.
Oh, 6 players oh. with Santa hats.
We backed the new Retaliation.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to get that. So that'll be
We're going to get that.
Okay. So my moment from 2023, and by God, there's so many of them. Okay. So here's the one thing, all the moments when I was thinking about the one thing they all have in common is it's the people, right? It's members of the gaming community, right? There was going to Geekway, right? And, meeting up with Heather Dixon, who is working out Apostocracy, getting to play that with her again.
Yeah,
Interviewing Zach Koontz with his game. We featured him when I was recording, where you and I learned about recording on location and the challenges thereof. Then there was meeting everyone at there was meeting the Treasure Bell, Michelle, my lovely another adopted little sister up in Canada, who we worked with Wise Wizard Games at Origins.
That's right.
And then Gen Con, where I met so many people.
3 episodes to download.
3
that,
episodes.
3 episodes.
And I'm not going to try to list everybody because there was just so many of you and I don't want to offend. But for me, the highlight moment was in September when our good friend, Diz, Board Game Fanatic.
Of Twilight Imperium.
The winner of Twilight Imperium.
Free.
Who flew from England to the United States and stayed with us for a week.
Just to play games.
Just to play games. You know, we showed her around a little bit, but we got to play, I think, 11 games over the course of like 4 evenings after Katie and I got home from work. That was just a treat, you know, to have a friend from overseas stay with us and to
be
talking to and getting the game. Playing Dinosaur World with her. Because that was like
connected, wasn't it? Yeah.
She and I connected separately from you, independently from you.
Yeah.
Over Dinosaur World. And then I learned that she was in your group and, you know, everything just kind of snowballed. That was a really great moment. I look forward to more of those moments where my friends from England come to visit and stay with me.
Anybody wants to hang out with PJ, don't forget, I need to know your names.
That's
message
right.
me. Put a message anywhere.
Yep.
I just remembered we forgot one person who did a really good show for us. John, Triwing Games.
Yes.
Essen Special.
Our
Thank
meeple
you, John.
On the ground. Thank you,
meeple
John.
Meeple on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, those episodes with UK Games Expo, and we had all the contributors there. We had the contributors from Gen Con. Obviously, John collected vocals and sound bites from Essen. Those were good episodes. We'll be doing more
of those.
They
really were. I keep hearing consistently that those are some of the favorite episodes from our listeners.
Yeah.
Just as you know, and I get it. I love it. If you remember, I think it was when you and I first met and I went live with you on Meeple Monday, 2021. I think that was
whenever that was.
I talked about the vision I had of being ambassadors at gaming conventions. And I think this year we did a pretty good job of that. You know, trying to do that. I'd like to see more. I wish I could have gone to PAX U or gotten someone to do some sound bites and recording at PAX U. I love the idea of a meeple on the ground so that we can go to every convention, even when we can't go to every convention, you know?
I'm trying to find out when the episode was. There you are. I found you.
There I am.
It was the 1st of November, 2021.
Mm.
These were days when I wasn't so... Obviously, there was a lot of free time. The episode was 2 hours and 40 minutes. You can find that on Instagram, on my video highlights. Wow. 2 hours, 40. I wonder what we spoke about.
So we talked about everything. You weren't quite prepared for me.
We talked about it's in the description. We talked about Louisiana cooking and board games yep. and relationships, flood and fire damages to game risk.
Yep.
Find someone to teach PJs only unplayed. Oh, that was some Star Trek game, wasn't it?
That was Star Trek Fleet Captains.
Which new ideas finally... for Instagram shows and content. Sorry, go yep.
on. We finally figured out how to play Fleet Captains. We played it. It's terrible.
Yes.
We sold it.
yeah. Convention ambassadors, PJ's pre-Gen Con gathering of friends.
Yep.
And then we talked about...
Oh, that's right.
People who you'd like to visit, which was me, Board yep. Dads, Titan Spring Game, Titan Games, which is a place near you, Professor Meg, Carly, who's now moved to the UK. So that one's a bit challenging now.
Nottingham.
Nottingham. Boarding school with Brandy... Board game yep. librarian, marathon meeples, and then marriage talk. Man, that's a long time ago.
But you notice how we talked about board gaming conventions.
We said
ambassadors. We did. The pre-Gen Con group was to get y'all from England to come stay here at the house.
It hasn't worked, has it?
No. You Yet. Come over, you stay here for like 1 or 2 days, and then we all drive together to Indianapolis for Gen Con because it's so close.
So we'll need to plan and bring the kit to do a live podcast recording at CajunCon. CajunCon live.
So I'm prepared to do that.
I've got the kit. I'll just bring my laptop, which is easy. Yeah.
I've got a couple of pieces.
And we do sound bites.
Yeah.
And we can have that as an episode. Oh, we can have a post-CajunCon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring the food problem. With you. You're going to cook food up for us all.
Well, you know, if y'all can
provide a kitchen. Yeah.
You find me a kitchen. I'm a cook for you. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, for those of you in England, that is April 6th on a Saturday in Southampton.
2024.
That's so looking forward to 2024. We're looking forward to my visit to England.
That's pretty much it. That's the highlight of the year, isn't it? I mean, it's.
I think
what happens if the world ends? Like when we meet, so those things, you know, like I can't do certain things because the world is going to end. Like I can't watch Grease the film because I've ever watched it. That's the end. That's my view in life.
Okay.
Maybe when we meet, there'll be this. And then we're going to play Nemesis.
We're going to play Nemesis.
A Twilight Imperium.
We're not playing Twilight Imperium.
Twilight Inscription is what I meant to say.
We'll play Twilight Inscription. We can do that. Gareth, thank you. This has been a great episode. I've really enjoyed it.
Welcome back to 2020. Yeah, back to podcast. 2024 is in.
Yep. Everyone have a great new year. I can say for myself, I want nothing but joy and happiness for all of you. And as many games as you
keep
can in
on gaming.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.